Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, comedian Dave Dugan and Candy and Gum. It's coming up in just a minute.
November is heating up for U.S. soccer.
United States need to be a little more nasty.
Big international friendlies for the men.
Right!
O'Callum, that was nasty.
And a Black Friday friendly for the women.
Expectations have always been here for this team. We understand that.
Listen anywhere on the go with the Westwood One Sports app. And for behind-the-scenes stories, catch the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Boy, do we have an episode for you.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Tom Griswold was a ham, yes, a big ham. He was born with an ego that was big as a mountain was he. Tom Griswold was a ham, yes, a big ham. And he told all the ladies he was hung like a mighty oak tree. With a mouth like a sewer and so full of manure was he.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's Mr. Dave Dugan.
How's it going? I'm here a little earlier than last time. I haven't been up this early since I was buying live bait, but good to be back so quickly.
Nice to see you again, Dave.
Oh, thank you.
Once again, Dave, we don't like to have guests that have better voices than we do, and as I said yesterday, get more head. What I meant was more hair. Sorry.
Yes, he has more hair than you and I.
So I apologize.
Good head of hair. What's your secret?
What's my secret?
Yes.
I don't have a secret. Is there a secret?
Good genes?
I guess so.
Yeah.
I guess it'd be just it's probably a glandular problem. I don't know.
Well, you look very nice. A couple quick things. We've been reviewing candy bars, of course. I bought a bunch of candy the other day.
Mm-hmm. Is it still there?
Zyn tablets?
Yeah.
Zyn pouches.
Are those pouches?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a nicotine pouch?
Yeah. Have they done a candy version of that?
I don't think so. I don't think that we need to just indoctrinate all children into using tobacco products immediately.
Because there is Big League Chew, of course.
There is.
Sure. Which is the bubble gum that's made to look like chewing tobacco. But
it tastes good for about 3 seconds.
Yeah. Boy, that 3 seconds was great.
Yeah, that's right.
Which is about twice as long as a Fruity flavor. Stripe.
Like those. Right.
Man.
Right? No kidding. Worst gum ever.
Worst gum ever.
Ever.
Is that the Yipes Stripes?
Yes.
Do they still make that?
Yeah.
Do you remember bubble tape that would come in the...
I loved bubble tape.
It was like 6 feet of bubble gum. Yeah. For you. Not them.
Is that still out there?
I don't know.
I
believe so. Yeah.
I sure hope so.
I've seen it in the last 2 or 3 years.
Okay, good.
There was this kid. He wouldn't pull it out. He would just take a bite of it like it was an apple. He's got to be in prison now. That is crazy.
That's a
behavior.
Troubled child.
Oh, for sure.
And then we did some research. Remember, we found a bunch of Clark bars.
Mm-hmm.
They're still out there. Remember what was number one?
Number one in candy.
What?
Yeah.
Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. We turn to Christy Lee at the SILAC Insurance News Desk. What's happening?
Well, we're not going to talk about candy. We're going to talk about tech items from the past that have become obsolete.
Okay.
All right. Rotary telephones.
Sure.
Yeah, that's been gone for a while.
They've been gone for, what?
Long time.
40 years, maybe?
Probably, at least. Public telephone booths.
Are there
There's
any?
Still a few.
There are?
Yeah, there's actually one in Illinois because I called my family from it just to say, hey, I'm on a telephone booth.
How did you get the drug dealer in front of you to get off the phone?
Is your ear still sticky?
It was a bit weird.
How did you pay for it?
Yeah.
It was a quarter.
Was it a quarter?
Really?
Well, 35 cents. I think it was a quarter and a dime.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I put 2 quarters in. I told them to keep the change.
You're kind of a big deal, man.
Pat and Dave, longtime stand-up comedians, did you ever experience the rotary phone in a motel or hotel that had the lock on it?
A lock?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Really, like it's a shopping cart at Aldi? How did it work?
Yes. Yeah. It was just a small lock so that you couldn't move the, like your finger would only go a couple millimeters.
Are you serious?
How did you get it to unlock?
It was like a key type thing.
That came with the bed bugs and vibrating
bed. I don't think we even got to
that. Wow. That's amazing.
Is that to keep you from making long-distance phone calls, yeah. I guess?
Yes, they didn't want to pay for any phone calls.
Wow. Obsolete. What else is obsolete?
Wired landlines. Who still has a landline?
I don't.
I don't.
Tom, I think, does, right?
Yeah, but it's attached to the alarm.
Oh, right.
It's like a backup to the alarm.
Now, I'm not a total... I'm still a little old. I still have cable.
Yeah?
Like an actual cable that runs from the green box in the yard to my home.
That's
got to be going away.
There are still people that do. I just got rid of it when I moved. Mm. I had cable. Dumb phones, which is a basic mobile phone. But I thought you could still get a basic cell phone that just called.
Yeah, but the numbers are down, surely.
Yeah, as opposed to one that you can do texting on
right.
and access the internet.
Yeah, because there are a lot of, especially older folks that don't need all that, don't want all that. They just want a phone.
No, they need it.
They need...
What?
A high quality smartphone.
Not all do.
Yeah.
Some are very close to death, and you don't want to
like confuse them at the end.
Yeah, you don't want to confuse them. Yeah. Plus, investing in a brand new phone for somebody who's like really just holding the Reaper's hand.
Yeah. You don't want to have them look at the number of steps that day, and it was zero.
Or it's the number of steps they fell
down. Oh, gosh.
Josh, how dare you make fun of the elderly? And Dad, how dare you make fun of your peers? I just can't believe this.
Pagers and beepers have gone obsolete. Do doctors still use them occasionally?
I don't. I was in a hospital not too long. I didn't see any of the... But a few years ago, I can remember a doctor walking by with a really elaborate pager.
I just got a pager the other day at Outback. Like, they give it to you, and then, like, you wait out in your car, and then
you kept it, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've
been... And Donnie Baker had about 400 of those.
Yeah. You know, my grandma liked to loudly announce that she wanted to hold the vibrator at the restaurant.
Did she?
Did she know what she was doing a little bit?
She had no clue.
She didn't sit on it, did she?
Joshy, can I have the vibrator?
No, Christy, she didn't sit on it.
The table's ready and I finished.
She had some... We were... Grandma had another orgasm at Olive Garden.
They're unlimited, you know.
No, that has to be.
They treat you like family.
Yeah. They're not unlimited. They're endless. Okay.
That has to be a chapter title for your book. Grammy had an orgasm at Olive Garden. People are going to turn the page.
Oh,
they want to know what happened.
Other things that are obsolete.
How many restaurants do you think do the vibrator thing versus now taking your phone number?
It's kind of
I think
busy.
COVID helped sort of kill the vibrator.
I love the vibrator thing. And then as soon as it vibrates, I pick it up. I go, oh, hello? Oh, our table's ready? And then I go, oh, that's not a phone. Makes my little sisters laugh every time.
Yeah. Cheesecake Factory
is so fun.
Good on you. Yeah.
It's a good, like, you got kids hanging out. Yeah.
The next time you and I go to a restaurant, I insist you do that for me.
Josh, you're going to love it. It's such a good time.
By the way, I think we need to give awards for people in regular day-to-day jobs. People who do great things, they never get awards.
Oh, I like this, yeah.
How about an award for the people that are the cooks at, you just mentioned the place that still has the vibrators, the Cheesecake Factory.
Yes.
You ever opened their menu and you think, boy, there's some guy in the kitchen and some lady in the kitchen, they've got to make all this stuff.
Yeah, right?
There's a 19-year-old immigrant with an Adderall prescription going to work back there. He knows.
Yeah, here's 400 things to make. What else is obsolete, Christy Lee?
Let's see. Fax machines.
Yeah, sure. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of really cool movies. I think, is it Bullet? And
Bullet?
Yeah, mm-hmm. in which
they do that.
There's an old fashioned fax type machine, and they're I think it's and they're sending a photograph of somebody.
It happens in Bullet and the Usual Suspects.
And the Usual Suspects, and it goes line by line.
It happens faster in the Usual Suspects than it does in Bullet.
And it's obviously that's gone away. But
remember in Almost Famous, the dude who was running Rolling Stone, he was the main editor at the time.
Jan Wenner?
No, Asian dude.
Oh, right.
I forget his name.
His name was
I think it's name. Fong. I do.
Ben Fong Torres.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, he was great. But he's talking on the phone. He says, hey, fax me your pages to the young journalists. He said, fax me your pages. It's this new thing. It only takes 20 minutes a page.
It's like, dude, I can just read it to you at that pace.
Now, Christy and Asel backed me up on this. During the Gulf War, the fax machine was still going on, every 2 minutes we would get a fax of the sledgehammer on the Campbell's balls launching the missile.
Scud missiles.
We papered Dean's office with them.
Yeah.
We had, you know, constantly.
Don't they still fax over prescriptions though? Sometimes.
Yes, that was one of my jobs when I worked for Express Scripts.
Yeah, I mean, still to this day, I think they'll call them in or fax them over.
And what they end up doing is you fax, but it ends up being going to a computer, like an email.
Oh, okay.
But it still really works that way. Yeah, it's wild.
Okay,
Willie, back in the day, they used to fax memes.
Really?
Yes, they did.
That's exactly what that was.
Yeah. Why don't you guys just send them on your phone, though? It's right there.
You know, Willie, our phones now are like, they're like mini computers.
Yeah. Things that have gone obsolete, floppy disks. Yeah, those are gone. Dial-up internet.
That just... what AOL announced, what, 2 or 3 weeks ago that they were done.
Yeah.
But they're still, what did it say? There were still like several thousand people that still had it. And there's a couple of small companies that are now serving them.
Hmm.
I'm not sure why. But I'm sure they're, as I mentioned.
They need Starlink or whatever it is.
various people that's sort of part of their Pavlovian erection-inducing.
sure.
Their pregame. They hear that sound, and it reminds them of how they would access porno back in the day.
Now, Tom, when was the last time you were in a pay toilet?
A pay toilet?
I was. Oh. Just
not that
recently.
Long ago, yeah.
In the UK at the train station.
Really?
Really?
Yes. So annoying.
Yeah, that should be
how
illegal.
Much was it?
I don't know. What are they over there?
Is it coins, done by weight?
You had coins. That was a coin.
Yes, it's like when you check out at the grocery store. Yeah. You have a serious event. They lock you in.
Yeah. Well, but Brexit, they don't use euros. They use
pounds.
Flimmy flammies.
They're called. Quid or whatever. I don't remember how much it was.
That's
spare
not right.
A flimmy flammy.
At St. James Park, the same thing. You had to pay to go there, too.
But that's just encouraging some, you know, hobo to deuce right there in the stairway.
The cathode ray tube, the CRT monitor, gone away.
Hmm. Yeah, right. Sure has.
Yeah. Calculators are now on your phone. You don't need those. Typewriters, of course, we all know have gone away. The VHS. The VHS, except for at Ace's house. Betamax. That went out long.
You know what that is, Willie?
Betamax, yeah, it's like they were like big. It looks like a vinyl record, but it was more like a DVD, right?
No. That's a laser disc. Those have gone away.
Betamax
well.
Was the competing technology to VHS that lost out in about the early 80s.
It was smaller version of VHS tape. And in fact, the TV stations used Betamax.
It was the superior technology.
You guys know so much. My goodness.
Yeah. Well,
they still, you mentioned calculators. The kids are still using, what are they, scientific calculators?
Oh, are they?
Because I just had to buy one, and they're $147.
You did?
Are you kidding me?
That T93. If you give me that thing, I'll show you how to play games on there. It's pretty fun.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Texas Instrument.
I had the T1000, and I...
Well, oh, right, no.
You got this.
It just kept telling me it wanted to kill Sarah Connor. That is a nerdy joke.
Wow.
But I remember my parents scrambling to scrape together money to buy all of us calculators.
Yeah.
And they were pissed because four boys, but we were far enough apart to where they needed the next generation. Each kid needed the next generation calculator.
If it doesn't have scientific notation, it's a piece of crap.
Yeah, just silly.
Portable DVD players.
And by the way, they're making a comeback.
Are they?
Well, at least, and I know portable CD players now, there's some of them that have Bluetooth and you can hook speakers up to them and stuff. So that's kind of nice to know. At least something's coming back.
Yeah, slide projectors, those are gone. Overhead projectors, boom boxes and Walkman. The boombox, though, you're kind of talking about that because that is one of those. I have one of those all-together things where.
Yeah.
I love the boombox.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you walk around with it on your shoulder?
No. But take it out in the yard and fire it up.
Willie, there was a time when we would refer to those as ghetto blasters.
Yeah.
Without
blinking.
Oh, yeah. Didn't think a thing about it.
Yeah. We had no clue.
It's perfectly acceptable.
On my Christmas list, written ghetto blaster.
Yeah. Buddy, I graduated high school in 2011. We were saying it, too. We weren't, we weren't great either.
There was no malice behind it.
No.
But on paper, you kind of go, oh, wait a second.
Yeah.
I got one with detachable speakers.
Oh, yeah.
That the cord was about a foot and a half.
You're exactly right.
And I would take it outside and take the speakers off, move them a foot and a half each, doing something.
And then you have them face each other, and then you give your little brother a hearing test. You put him right in the middle. You hear anything?
But see, ghetto can mean there can be all kinds of different ghettos, various ethnicities.
Well, of course, but
admittedly, it was not didn't mean various ethnicities. It meant exactly one thing.
In that case, yeah.
It, kind of a United States of America urban. You know where I'm going with it.
Oh, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Into a hole that you're not going to rescue me from, you SOBs.
We're going to wrap this up with paper maps and phone books.
Atta girl.
Paper maps and phone books.
You guys voiced a text very much.
I don't at all.
I've lost quite a few friends doing the voice to text.
Oh, yeah?
You should proofread that.
Yes.
I got in a hurry, though. Well, I got an appointment with our plumber. That I'd set up. His name's Carl. He's been our plumber for years. And I texted him and sent it. And then I looked down and it said, hey, Carl. I said, hey, girl, are we still on tomorrow for 2:30? So that's a toilet that never got plunged.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.